You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Tech is continuing to be hit hard by the tariffs. Michael, you've been focusing on smartphones and hardware makers. Who is feeling most of the pain today?
Well, you know, you're really seeing pain across the tech sector right now. I'm just watching the ticker for NASDAQ, for instance, and it is down almost 6% as of this hour. And we have maybe a little bit more than 30 minutes left in the trading session in regular hours. But a lot of the pain is being concentrated in device and hardware makers. So let's take a look at Apple. They're down 9%. Dell, as much as 17%. And HP, 18%. And they are makers of a lot of the signature products that we see in stores and in our households too. And, you know, our iPhones, our laptops, and even, you know, those little speakers made by Sonos that we may have in our homes. Sonos is down almost 17% today. So we're seeing this pain being felt, and investors are sizing up the risks for these companies. Many businesses like Apple had tried to move out of China into other markets, but those markets now are also for production. But those locations are being also hit with tariffs, and that means that goods coming in from places like India, Vietnam, and Thailand, for instance, are being hit with these extra tariffs that pose the risk of additional costs for the businesses and consumers.
How is this going to impact prices? I'm wondering if the new low-price Apple iPhone is not going to be so low-price anymore.
Well, you know, many companies have tried to boost their inventories ahead of what they have been expecting. We see it not only in tech, but in autos as well. They had tried to get ahead of the tariffs that are, you know, taking effect this week and next. And so that may forestall some of the pain in terms of price increases. But eventually, companies are going to have to decide, you know, do they accept smaller profit margins, or at what point do they actually start passing along some of those costs to consumers? And the risk is that it could damp consumer demand for these products, and that is the last thing that they want to see.
You know, we heard that these tariffs were coming, so, you know, a lot of people over the weekend were running out and buying cars, but it never occurred to me that I needed to consider going into an Apple store and picking up a laptop or the new, you know, to replace the phone that I need to, that's 10 years old.
Well, that's right. And in terms of signaling across the economy about what else might be hit, many people, including on Wall Street, were caught off guard by the extent and scope of the tariffs that we're seeing. And it's unclear how long they will stay in place. The president and his team have signaled that they regard them as, you know, look, this is something we are willing to discuss and negotiate, but they expect U.S. trading partners around the world to come to them, to the U.S., to the administration, with counteroffers about changing their own, what the U.S. sees as trade barriers, as a way of getting the tariffs that were just announced yesterday lowered, reduced, or eliminated.
I was going to ask you, this could just be the first move in a negotiation. So as a company, how do you know which way to pivot?
Well, it's very difficult for them to pivot right now. And the only thing that they're looking at is the immediate pain of what they're seeing in terms of, you know, their shares being wiped out and, you know, the challenges that this poses, the uncertainty poses for demand. But in terms of planning their future investments, whether here in the U.S. or elsewhere, it makes it much, much tougher. And, you know, being able to anticipate how, you know, the more, you know, the hundreds of U.S. trading partners around the world from, you know, Japan to China to Taiwan to the European Union, how they will individually react further complicates it for businesses, you know, large and small.
Mike, thanks very much for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Mike Shepard. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.